One of my all-time favorite shows was a show that aired from 1983 to 1987. It ran for 5 consecutive seasons, and it was all about a crack commando unit that was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they did not commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade in Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they are survived as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. Yes! Yes! This is my favorite show! I love this show! Did anybody else like the A-Team? Anybody okay? See a few hands. Not as many as I would want, but the A-Team. It was my favorite show. I loved it for a lot of reasons. But one of my favorite quotes that I still use to this day, in fact, I used it just yesterday, cleaning up the building, came from one of the characters. His name is Hannibal Smith. And at the end of the episodes, many of the episodes, after the A-Team had fought the fight, after they'd beat up the bad guys and they'd saved the people who were in need, Hannibal would turn to the A-Team, he'd turn to his team and say, "I love it when a plan comes together." Anybody ever heard that? "I love it when a plan comes together." I use that line all the time. My family has heard me say it so often. The cleanup team, as I just told you, they heard me say it. They heard me say it at the church yesterday. You know, I built this garden that I was talking to you about earlier, like trying to learn how to garden. I built the garden, and it all came out okay. When I was all done, I'm like, I love it when a plan comes together, right? I had to build a closet and build some shelves, and I didn't know how I was doing it, didn't know exactly how it was going to work together. But when I was finished with it, I was like, I love it when a plan comes together. I remember, you know, our family did a vacation trip, and we went on the vacation trip, and we had to plan it. We went somewhere we didn't know where we were going, and we did the whole thing. We came back from the trip, and everybody had a great time, and I just thought to myself, I love it when a plan comes together, right? It just feels good saying that out loud. Say it with me. I love it when a plan comes together. We love it when a plan comes together. Well, that is how I feel about this message series, specifically how I feel about this message series today. But the difference between what I was telling you about when I do something like do a garden or do the trip or something is that when I say it about the message series, it's not because I did anything good. It's because of what I see God doing in the message series. As much as I feel good when I do something good and I feel like it worked out okay, it is 100 times more exciting for me. It is 100 times better when I get to look at something that God is doing and go, wow, I love it when a plan comes together. I love it when God's plan comes together. I would like to tell you that I had this message series all figured out. I would love to tell you that I'm that smart. I'd love to tell you that I just planned this back in, you know, the early part of the year and just put these things all together. I'd love to tell you that I put this thing together, matched up the songs, that about a month in, I knew what I was doing, but I didn't. I didn't see what I'm going to share with you this morning. I didn't see what we're going to talk about, but God did. And I love it when a plan comes together. For the past 2 weeks of this message series, the songs that we have reviewed together were quite similar in nature. The last couple of songs were very similar in nature. They had a different message, but it's almost as if they complemented one another. 2 weeks ago, our song was Finished by Caleb and John. And the takeaway for us from that song was that God is always working. God's always working. Below the surface, we might not see it, but God is always working. And if it's not good, then he's not done. And God's not finished with us yet. So keep trying. Keep growing. Keep looking for God in the corners of your life. Keep looking for God to be at work because he is. That was what we talked about 2 weeks ago. And then last week we talked about the band Cain. And I introduced you to the song, I Made It. I Made It was all about how this life is tough, but don't go into despair. Life is hard, but don't go into despair. God is trustworthy and God is faithful. He is always there. He never gives up. And we can hold on to that promise. So the first week was Finished. This last week was I Made It. And so then we come to today's song. And today's song is Ann Wilson's song, God's Story.
And she too has a theme woven through her lyrics about how life is challenging, about how life is difficult, how life is hard. But this week isn't just encouraging you to hope in Jesus. It's not just saying just hang in there and hope. This message is about what to do, and what will God do through our hardships if we let him. What can you do, and what will God do through your hardships if you let him? Anne's song, God's Story, is the practical application of what to do when you realize that God isn't finished with you yet, and you can claim confidence that I made it. Even as the walls are pressing in, you can claim I made it because of who God is. Today's song is the practical application of holding on to those truths. Years ago, when my kids were little, someone gave us a video. It was a DVD video. And it was a video called The Amazing Book. And each one of these little videos was about 30 minutes long. And there were these little mouse characters, these cute mouse characters, and they were singing and dancing. And they were all about these lessons about the Bible. And one of the songs that got stuck in my head even years later is a song titled His Story. His Story. And it's a play on words for his story. His story, history. And the lyrics of the song start out by saying, when it comes to the Bible, you can read it as theology. You can read it as philosophy. But we probably all would agree it's the book of his story. You can read it for astronomy, dig up facts for archaeology, but the truth is very plain to see. It's the book of his story. And then the song continues through all about the experiences of the Bible where God has come into history to tell his story. As you listen to Ann Wilson's song today, keep this in the back of your brain. Remember that God is in our story. Our story, our history is his story. God has entered our world, but why? 2 weeks ago, Caleb and John told us that if it's not good, God isn't done and God isn't finished with us. Last week, Cain taught us to cry out, I made it, even in the middle of our trials, because in our crying out, we are trusting God. His story in our lives brings hope, but what do you do with that hope? What do you do with that hope? This is the reason Ann Wilson wrote this song, God's Story. So as you listen today, ask yourself, why did Ann write his story? Why did God write God's story? What is she telling us in this song? That's the question I want to ask you to think about. Why did she write this song? What is she telling me? So here now is Ann Wilson singing God's Story.
Broken road, and I've learned there's a place so low you can't see a way out. Been stuck in a ditch so deep, thought it might be the end of me, but I'm still here and there could only be one way out. My
God's story.
From the get.
I've introduced you to Ann Wilson before. Some of you may remember her from about 4 years ago. She did a song in our series called My Jesus, which was popular at the time. And at that time, I told you about Ann's tragic story. The story, in summary, was that her brother passed away in 2017 from a car accident. And her brother and she were extremely close. He was the older brother, and she looked up to him, and he passed away. And it was extremely hard on Anne. And last year she released this song, God's Story. And in many ways, this song is telling more of that story of her journey from this anguish that she experienced to redemption in her life. According to interviews that she's done with different radio stations, Anne wrote this song while she reflected on God completely rewriting her plans for her life. As she looks back, she saw that God completely rewrote the plans for her life following the tragic death of her brother. The lyrics of this song, they follow her original dream. Originally, she wanted to be an astronaut. And so she was on course. She was actually planning on following those dreams to becoming an astronaut. But all the things that happened to her, she actually moved from that, and she acknowledged God's hand at work in her journey, and she became a music star, a music ministry singer. According to her, when we hear this song, it is intended for us, the listener, to be invited into her story. And for us, then, to just like she's looking back at her life, to look at our own lives and recognize the miraculous way that God has told his story through us. The foundation of the song finds its roots in Psalm 107, verse 2. Before I mention the song, I want to tell you, or the psalm, I just want to remind you, this song isn't just about hope. It's not just about hope. It's not just about God being present in our difficult moments. God's not only with us in the cancer diagnosis. He's not only with us in the financial crisis, in the relationship breakdown, or the death of our only sibling. God's story is a reminder, the song is a reminder that, yes, God is with us in the trials, and as we hold on to him, part of the healing that comes to us is in telling others about what God is doing through us. That's what she's trying to tell us. Psalm 107 says this. It's a question. And it says, has the Lord redeemed you? Has he redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others how he has redeemed you from your enemies, whatever those enemies are. If God has redeemed you, then speak out. That's the thrust of what this message is telling us. That's what Anne is reminding us to do. God's story is a story, it's a song that takes the listeners along on a journey with Anne. She's telling us her story, but she's inviting us to tell others about ours. We start with the absolute depths of her grief. I mean, you just hear it. If you look at the lyrics in your program, you can see there's absolute grief for her, the tragic loss of her brother Jacob. She's in pain. And yet the song crescendos and changes, right? By the end, it is actually a triumphant celebration. It is healing and redemption. The bridge and the chorus shift from lament to a victorious realization. At one point, she says so. She says, I can see his fingerprints on every single page of my life. Every page that is turned, I can see God's hand. Anne is telling us that she recognizes that God was actively involved in guiding her, rewriting her plan, turning her mourning into a message of hope. In an interview with radio station 100.7 FM, she told the DJ that rather than focusing inward on her tragedy, her testimony points outward. Rather than just going inward because of her pain, she saw that it was an opportunity to go outward. One of my favorite lines in her entire song is that I'm proof that we're all only one prayer away from a testimony. I say that line in a different way all the time. I will often tell you, and you've probably heard me say this, you're only one prayer away from ever being 100% right with God? One prayer. All the stuff, all the things that we've done, we're one prayer away from just saying, God, I'm sorry, I confess, I repent, and I want to follow you. We're only one prayer away from a testimony. Anne's story is a message about hope, but her survival and her joy are meant to inspire others. They're meant to encourage others and inspire them to trust in God's healing and be willing to share with others. To share with others what God has done in our lives. Has God redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. When Anne speaks out and she tells her stories, others are encouraged. When you speak out and share with others what God is doing in your life, others are encouraged as well. I love it when a plan comes together. The songs of these last 3 weeks are a package deal that I did not set up. I'm just grateful that God gave me eyes to see how they come together so well. Maybe God is only speaking to me up here. It's possible. But I hope not. I hope that you are seeing how all of this weaves together. In week one, we heard lyrics. He's not done with me. He's not done with you. No matter what we're going through, our hope is in an empty tomb and the God that's still not in it. His grace is paving broken roads. He loves us more than we can know till he comes back or we go home. I'm not, you're not, we're not finished. The message? Hang in there. Don't give up. Week two, I'm coming out the other side stronger, one foot in front of the other. Hands still raising, heart still praising. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. The message. You made it because God is for you. You will make it. He is your rock, and he will be with you in uncertain times. And so you can claim and champion that sentiment. This week, my life is a God story. Got to tell the world what he's done for me. Miracle on miracles that only he could do. I'm proof that we're only all one prayer away from a testimony. There's only one getting all the glory. My whole life is a God story. The message? Our history is his story. He is writing grace and truth and love and justice and peace and hope through each and every single one of us. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others how he has redeemed you from your enemies. Anne wrote this song to reflect on how every chapter of her life, even the painful chapters, but how every chapter of her life is a part of a larger story written by God. And we can all relate to that. Our lives, even the painful parts, are part of a larger story written by God. And when you tell others about your history, the good and the not so good, you're telling them his story and letting them know what God has done in your life. The beauty of the Christian faith is that God didn't just leave us to wander around alone or misguided. He stepped into our time. He stepped into our space. He is God with us, Jesus Christ. God turned history into his story. My life, your life, is a God story. Got to tell the world what he's done for me. Miracles on miracles that only he could do. We're proof that we're all only one prayer away from a testimony. There's only one getting all the glory. Our whole life is a God story. Amen. Let's pray. God, I thank you today that you are so good. God, I thank you that you had this message planned and prepared in my heart for us to receive long before I ever conceived it. God, I thank you for how you orchestrate things, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to you for your goodness and for your love and for your mercy. God, I pray that you would help us all to see the painful parts of our lives as part of your story. God, in such a way that you can redeem those things. And Lord, give us the courage to speak out. Give us the courage, God, to tell others about our stories and to use them to your glory, to make you proud, that it would be something that you can use in the world to love others, to care for others, to bring hope and justice and peace into a world that so desperately needs these things. God, thank you for today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.